Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I'm looking around on the interwebs, and apparently there are mistakes that a lot of us are making in bed. A company called Illicit Encounters quizzed a bunch of their users to see what they would list as the top mistakes a partner can make in bed.
Like, honey, I accidentally banged the wrong chick last night.
No, you don't say that in bed. That's number one.
No, because that's admitting to, you know, perhaps, some sort of infraction.
Okay. Well, that would be a mistake, though.
A legal infraction.
Yeah, you call that an infraction. Yeah. That's what you'd call that. Yeah. She would call that an infraction.
She might not. She might use a stronger word.
I think so.
Right. A mistake, nonetheless. Unless you have some kind of agreement, you shouldn't have done that.
So, according to men, here's the biggest sex mistakes that women make. And the first one is particularly amusing to me, in that men think that this is a mistake that women make.
I'm going to curious who has a longer list of mistakes.
Well, they only list so many.
Okay. Because everyone in this room has expressed in the past, most of the time, we're just grateful.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
Good enough.
And not likely to complain.
Right.
But they found guys who are going to complain.
Yeah.
Teeth.
And then, you know, many of these people are, maybe in a long-term relationship. What Tyler says.
Yeah.
So, the women's biggest sex mistakes, according to men, is the failure to initiate sex.
This is what?
What was it again? I'm sorry. I saw Luke put a heart.
Men are complaining about women here?
Yes. This is according to men, what? Women's biggest sex mistakes.
Is they don't initiate sex.
Failure to initiate sex.
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree with that 100%.
I'm amused by that.
It seems to me that most it's of the onus is always on the guy.
Always.
To make the first move.
Yeah,
not always, but 98% of the time.
If you want to get after it, speak up.
Right. Yeah. Especially when you're in a long-term relationship.
And they say that they do, so apparently they don't want to.
No. That could be the answer.
Every time I want some, I say something. You never say anything. Take something from that.
No, but all of us inevitably have heard eventually, I didn't think you were it last night or whatever.
Right.
No.
Say something.
Pants are off, shirts off.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Think again.
I'm never that tired.
Never.
Another one of the biggest mistakes for women, according to men, is always wanting sex in the dark.
Who's that now?
Same thing.
Women want sex in
we're going to go through several of these.
Yeah, I did.
Women's biggest sex mistakes, according to men.
I dated one girl in all the years, I think, and she was it was a dark thing for her, and I'm thinking,
dark.
I want to see this.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that could be somewhat dark. I get it.
We're visual.
I think I remember that woman.
Yeah.
You wanted her to turn the light on,
she likes women now.
Right.
That might
no wonder she didn't want to see that.
Didn't want to see a penis.
She hated seeing that beard and wanted to pretend.
That could be it. Great lady. Long time ago, great lady. Last I heard, she's with the other team.
She just wishes it felt like a strap-on. Is that on the list? Wishes it felt like a strap-on.
Let's see. That would be men's biggest mistakes, according to women, and I don't see that here. Another one of the women's biggest mistakes, according to men, is faking an orgasm. They say that's a mistake.
Well, first of all, a woman should not do that with a guy she's with all the time, because it doesn't matter. If she doesn't get off, she doesn't. She should have to. If your relationship's strong enough, you know it didn't happen, so no big deal. It didn't happen this time.
Right, and they should know that.
Well, it's going to happen for me.
Don't care.
Yeah, they did. Most guys don't care. Right.
So you don't need to fake it.
No.
Another one of the biggest sex mistakes of women, according to men, is talking too much.
Really?
In bed, you mean?
Sex mistakes.
Okay.
Unless they're just talking about random stuff.
How about just shut up?
Otherwise, I don't mind a talker.
Depending on what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she's talking about her husband, you don't want that.
Sure.
No, that's right. Not.
Depending upon the subject matter. Jeez, do you see that shot the Tiger hit on 16?
No, that's you're having sex with
Petey. That's probably going to turn me off.
You're having sex with Petey. That's what he talks about. Tiger.
And if it's Todd and Petey, that might work.
Yeah, that might.
That might not be the boner killer you think it is.
Men complain that women never ask for anything new in bed. Men complain that women mention what a previous lover did in bed, and men are uncomfortable with that.
Don't say that.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me everything. I don't care.
Well, in the beginning, but you want to be, you're with somebody 20 years, and she's going to bring up the fact some guy she banged 24 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't think you want to hear that.
Read me the penthouse for him. Yeah.
Well,
I don't care.
It's how she puts it.
She could say,
well, this dude used to whatever. Or she could say, you know, I'd like it if you did such and such.
That's the way you do it.
Right.
Because if a guy says that, yeah. You know,
don't cite the source.
My last girlfriend
liked
it, would do this to me. Don't try that in bed. Then she's going to go find your last girlfriend then.
Yes.
So you're right. There's ways of putting that.
Apparently, women can overthink sex.
Oh, yeah.
Women can be too timid.
Oh, yeah. We like choked out every once in a while.
You mean you want to be choked out? That's what you meant by that.
Go ahead. Get a little rough.
Todd likes to be choked out.
That explains those marks on your neck.
And the nipples.
Pretty sure I was speaking for all of us, but I guess not.
Now, this may speak to something that we've already gotten into, but according to men, one of the biggest mistakes that women can make about sex is believing that he is always up for sex.
Well, that is true. I mean, there's certain situations where you're just, but I don't remember being somebody waking me up at 2 in the morning when I'm sleeping and saying they want it, because then I might not be ready to go.
Yeah, I might not be as receptive.
But
a little cajoling and you would be.
Yes, in a heartbeat.
Right.
I'd have to be, the fluid would be kicking in. Something physically sick would have to happen.
Yeah, maybe it's not 100%, but it's in the mid-80s at least.
I know in my situation, you know, certain since our nap, we get home. For years, I would get home. My wife wasn't working. So it was either let's do it now or so a lot of times I'd like to do it after the nap because I'm raring to go.
Right.
But sometimes because there was stuff going on, it had to be before the nap. And guess what I did? I was cajoled. Like you said. Okay, I'm really tired.
All right.
I'm really tired and burned out, but yes, the nap is better.
There you go.
Right. So yeah, guys can be say no and not be in the mood, but they're going to get themselves in the mood. Most guys, we're just dogs that way. We want to do it.
You'd rather do it after the nap, but then you got to take her feelings into account. Yeah. All right, we'll do it now.
Yeah, whatever.
And apparently,
there are certain times I would, I get superstitious. Like if I was asked at 4 in the morning, I might say, we don't get asked, save my strength for the show, but I can't remember the last time I was asked at four in the morning.
I think it was,
Yeah, puss doesn't ask.
I think it's a girl. Yeah.
And then sometimes, like right before I'm planning on working out, I don't want to expend all my energy.
No, you're right there. But even then,
yeah,
cajoled.
You're just not going to masturbate before your workout.
Yeah, or maybe I'll skip the workout.
Maybe I'll just go to the gym and you know give it a half a go that day.
Right.
Whatever.
No, you're exhausted after that. You're right.
Kind of are. If you're doing it right.
Yeah.
And men think that women worry too much about how they look.
Oh.
As well.
Yeah, that's true.
And,
how they feel, you know. So what do women bitch about?
So some of men's biggest sex mistakes, men make in bed, according to women and illicit encounters. Men's biggest sex mistakes, according to women, skipping on the foreplay and rushing straight into full-on sex. Another of the...
I don't do that.
No.
Well, I like foreplay. It makes it last longer for me.
Well, and here we and that might play into the number two thing here,
right,
of men's biggest sex mistakes, according to women, is men finishing first.
Nope, you gotta wait. You gotta wait, guys. You gotta wait. You gotta wait because you're gonna have to hang around anyway. So she gets hers, and sometimes that's tiring. If you've already
well, that's
arrived.
Where part one may help out.
Right. Get her close. So
yes, part one. Don't skip on the foreplay.
Yep, yep.
Women don't appreciate it when men are clumsy in bed.
Well, we can't help who we are.
Yeah.
That's just guys that haven't been around the block a few times.
And by the block.
That means like newbies to the sack, you know.
No, I think some guys are clumsy.
All the time?
All the time.
Right. Bad lovers.
So in that case, you know, coach them up a little bit. I think most guys are receptive to being coached. I don't know. I'm just
if that's what you found.
Speaking for myself. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. And Todd's a good coach.
Yeah. No, I'm a...
If we're doing ain't working for you, speak up.
Right. I'm receptive
to
coaching.
I think she means just clumsy. Like the guy is just a bad lover. That's what it sounds like.
It does kind of sound like
that. Yeah, it does,
that.
Man. Yeah.
Big ham-fisted claw.
The ham-fisted claw. That
well, that
like
might it. Be all right.
And don't call me Claw.
Yeah.
Got fists the size of hams. How clumsy could he be? Women don't like it when men talk dirty in a crude way.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're, yeah, that.
You got to talk. If you're going to talk dirty, you got to do it right.
And if it's crude,
not too crude.
You better know ahead of time she's into some really hardcore crap.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ease into it.
Yeah. Crude is, yeah. You can't go 0 to 60 right away.
Women don't appreciate it when men have a lack of communication or intimacy after sex.
Oh, yep. You got to cuddle. A little bit.
Women don't appreciate men falling asleep as soon as they're done.
Sometimes it's the what you do, because it's the 2 in the morning
or it's
midnight
late, yeah.
Or
exactly.
6 in the afternoon.
11 noon, o'clock in the morning.
Or noon. Or 11.
Sometimes it's just time to take a nap.
Right. It is one of those
or
things.
Or go to bed at
women
night.
Do, they've always done the studies before. Men's physiology is you do get to sleep. You want to sleep right away, and women, it wakes them up. It does.
Look, honey, the view's on, and I need a nap.
Right.
So let's just.
Yeah.
A hormonal response.
Right.
Apparently.
We didn't get to see the talk yesterday afternoon because something was on fire.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So they owe me an episode.
Yeah, they do. Apparently, women say that men should not comment on women's body shape.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't think you'd do that.
Certainly not then. Yeah. Not when they're all in the neck and whatnot, especially if you have
something
negative to say.
I like full-figured chicks.
What about a nice compliment?
Yeah.
Well, see, what may be a compliment to you might not be a compliment to her. You got to be certain on that.
But there are just basic ones that they would take, you know, always good, wouldn't it be?
You would think.
You'd like to think.
Yeah. You know, like, I can't really say a lot of these things, but how about you just say this? You know, this might be a borderline crude, though, for some ladies, not the kind we would like, but
great ass.
You're not saying fat or thin. You're saying great.
And do it as Pacino.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely do it as Pacino. Yeah,
great ass.
It's the tone.
Right. Yeah,
it's the tone that counts.
The growl.
And then these last three seem to kind of go together or go back to further to earlier things. One of the men's biggest mistakes is assuming you know what she wants.
Oh.
And then the next one is rigidly sticking to your plan and ignoring her body language. It seems like those two go together.
Yeah.
And then another biggest mistake, keep it completely physical with no emotional connection. We kind of touched on that in an earlier one as well. So that's what we have.
Kiss your lady. Kiss your lady.
That's what we have.
Or your sexual partner.
Yeah. A woman was having abdominal pain and pressure a little bit lower than that, and she wanted to find out why. So
Baby, right?
So she used her phone's camera to take a gander, to take a look.
Oh, like
what?
She put her phone camera near the nether regions and saw a baby's head.
Oh.
She was stunned to see baby's hair sprouting out down there.
Through the forest?
Yeah.
Through the forest, she saw baby hair?
Yeah, she was able to see the trees through the forest.
Maybe she was clean.
She may have been. It may have been a clean forest.
That's got to be. I saw just this happy couple all of a sudden just had a baby. They didn't know she was pregnant. They seemed like a normal happy couple. Is it them?
Charlotte. Well, I don't know what you saw.
Yeah. Well, I saw just like a normal looking couple, and they were just surprised that she was pregnant and she had a baby like an hour later.
But it was a happy story. She had the baby. Okay. She had no idea she was pregnant. She had been craving sugar, and she gained about 11 pounds, but she continued having her periods as normal.
Oh, that's it.
Lay off there. I'm starving.
The baby was born at a healthy 6.5 pounds. Charlotte underwent the experience all alone without the aid of painkillers. She then found a pair of nail scissors to slice the umbilical cord and then called the boyfriend, the 28-year-old boyfriend,
and he's
telling
pissed.
Him that he needed to come home right away. So he ran back from his job and screamed.
There's a baby!
He ran back from his job, went in and screamed, "Oh my God, you found a baby in the street."
By the way, the only thing
she says, "No, this one's ours."
Man, I hope they wanted one, because that's not a way to find out.
They weren't
out
thinking about it in the least.
And that guy's mentally not prepared for it at all. Now, what if she spent the last months partying her ass off, too? That's a problem I had.
She did.
Like an Eyes Wide Set kid, you know?
She did. She was a waitress. She continued to drink, smoke, and work 14-hour shifts all the way through her pregnancy. She had no idea about the baby.
That's not her fault. You're right.
She was on the pill the whole time. Her periods continued as normal.
What if she had decided not to have the photo shoot? That's how she found it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, by taking a look under there.
Well, if it was that close, eventually it wouldn't have taken the camera.
She'd heard a splash in the toilet.
Now, was she taking pictures or just kind of using it as a periscope?
The opposite periscope?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure if she took pictures.
And are those on Facebook?
I think she was just using it as a camera, just to take a look.
As a scope?
Yes, as a scope.
Was it a selfie stick to go the whole way down there, or she just
it wasn't a selfie stick that I saw.
She probably just turned on the front-facing camera. And
oh, that's true. Oh, you can look down.
She said she's usually very careful about taking her pills, but she did recall a couple of times when she forgot to take it about the time this kid was probably conceived.
Yeah, well, something happened, obviously. She got pregnant.
Well, yeah.
She didn't take the pill a couple, 2-3 days, probably, at least. That could screw your cycle up.
A couple of times, a couple of days, not in a row. Apparently, this is rare, but symptomless pregnancies are a recognized phenomenon.
What I don't understand about this, and we've talked to women that had babies, and none of them can ever believe that because remember we all watched the foot move the belly around?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of our women, I remember watching distinctly, one of the coolest things ever is watching your kid's hand or foot move inside the belly.
But they say this is a real deal. They estimate that around, in the UK, they figure that about 320 cases each year of women not knowing that they were pregnant. It's a real deal.
Yeah, I believe it. No. It's happened too much to all kinds of walks of life people that it's not true. You see the prompt, hang on here. Yeah.
Prom night dumpster baby. My story isn't long, but boy, it's awfully sad.
Yeah, but if it weren't for the phone, she might have been completely clueless.
And all of a sudden, she just
for a little bit longer
takes a big dump, goes, "What the hell's that?" There's hair
that
on
wasn't
that.
Wasn't a dump.
My bowel movement is crying. I think I've had a few of those.
Did that stick to the tape?
I guess.